You belong to me. You are under my control. You have to do what I tell you to do. I want you to fap to my voice. You aren't allowed to stop touching it, and you aren't allowed to come until I tell you. Got it? Good. Start fapping to my voice. Remember, you have to keep doing it no matter what I talk about. So now, first off, you'll be fapping to the thought of me peeing on you. That's right. Keep fapping. Imagine me standing over you, high heels, thigh-high stockings, little tiny skirt, no panties on. You can see right up my skirt to my vagina, pink and waiting. And then my stream just comes out of me right on your face, all over it, hot and wet, pouring in your mouth and up your nose. You're gagging, choking on it, swallowing it in deep into your stomach. And it's running down the sides of your mouth and pooling on either side of your head. It's in your hair. It's on your shirt. And you love it. You can't breathe, but you're trying to swallow it down desperately. And my stream just keeps coming and getting hotter and hotter. Keep fapping. Does that turn you off? Looks kind of like it turns you on. You must be weird like that. How about this? How about I talk about little girls? Little tiny girls who have no idea what a penis looks like or feels like, completely innocent. No breasts yet, no hair. Huh? Are you a pedo now? Look at you, still fapping. How about this? How about I talk about stabbing you? Right in the stomach, taking the knife and giving one quick jerk and slowly pushing the rest in, and you can feel your inside squirming and twitching around it, and you feel a fullness you've never felt before, and the blood just spurts out and drips down your stomach, and you're gasping for breath, and your abdominal muscles are pulsing against the blade just sitting there inside of you, still fapping. How about this? How about I talk about shooting you? I take the gun and place it in your mouth. And your dick is hard and bouncing and just ready as my finger goes and slowly moves towards the trigger. And you know it's about to blast through the back of your skull and everything's gonna go dark. Or how about instead of killing you, I just dismember you. Wrap it up good and tight afterwards so you get to live on with your pathetic little life. What should I dismember first? Good boy, still fapping, I guess maybe a few fingers to get you warmed up, you know, cut off the circulation and then maybe take butcher's knife, something that'll cut it rough and slow and uneven that I'll have to put my whole weight into, you know. I'm just not very strong when it comes to that kind of thing, so it'll take a good while, maybe an hour or two, as I slowly saw your finger off. And every time your heart beats, blood still pulses out of it, and the tourniquet's barely doing its job to keep all of the blood from flowing out of your body. Once I've dismembered other parts of you, maybe then I'll dismember your penis. Keep fapping. Good. Yeah, you don't need that anyways. You're mine, so if I don't want you to have it, you don't need it. Fap away while you can, because I'm going to cut it off starting at from behind your balls, cutting them off, and it'll be sharp and hot, and you'll scream, and I'll just move the blade up, shimmying it up until it's right off, and then I'll hold your little tiny flaccid cut-off cock in my hand. Maybe I'll rub it against your face, let your own blood get in your mouth. Would you like that? Would you like to drink your own dick blood? Don't work. Keep going, keep going. This amuses me. What if I talk about my homework? Now you'd have to fap to me talking about my day. Oh, what about fapping to me fucking you in the ass? You're just the kind of freak that would like that, aren't you? Me bending you over, and you're helpless, and you can't move, and I'll just start prying your ass open with my fingers. No lubricant, nothing, just dry and hard, and your muscles will twitch and try to force me out, but I'll pry them in there and stretch it until it rips and bleeds. I hope you don't mind getting some hemorrhoids. And then I'll grab a big, giant strap-on, and I'll tease it at the base of your ass, circling it around and around. And it'll be twitching in anticipation, and your stomach will be sick knowing how much pain you're gonna be in any moment. And then I'll just grab hold of your hips and thrust right in as hard as I can. You'll be dry, so of course it won't go in smoothly, not right away. I'll have to make a few jarring thrusts until I finally get enough leverage to smooth it on in there. And it'll stretch you open and hurt and rip, and you'll scream, but your dick will be so hard. But I won't let you touch it. Not until you're screaming and crying and begging me to. But it's okay, we're not there yet. You can just keep fapping away for now. You're about to come, aren't you? Did talking about fucking you in the ass get you that horny? You know, I'm really glad that I found you. I'm really glad that you're mine now. Thinking about all the things I'm gonna do to you from now on. Does that get you excited? Looks like you're about to burst. There you go. Look at this mess you've made. Don't stop. Did I say you could stop? See, you came before I told you you could. You're gonna be in big trouble.